Google workers will need to be vaccinated before returning to the office. The policy will begin at its US campuses within weeks and then be rolled out globally for its 144,000 employees. Google's chief executive, Sundar Pichai, said in a blog post that anyone coming to work on our campuses will need to be vaccinated. Let's speak to Richard Grogan. He's head of employment and dispute resolution at Grogan Solicitors here. Richard Grogan, good morning. A spokesperson for Google Ireland has said they had nothing specific to add to the plan, but highlighted that the email also made clear the policy would vary according to local conditions and regulations and would not apply until vaccines were widely available in each location. What do you make of this?
I suppose the position that we had on it a couple of months ago was that the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment came out and said that people will be coming back to the workplace, you'd be able to check whether they were vaccinated or not, and if they weren't vaccinated and there was a health and safety risk, that you could go for redeployment of them. The Data Protection Commissioner said then that you can't even ask people in Ireland whether they're vaccinated or not in the workplace. So the whole issue in Ireland is a little bit up in the air. I do believe that probably we're going to see an awful lot more companies looking to go and say, no jab, no job, so that they'll want people vaccinated.
Google CEO also said that people in special circumstances can apply to work from home until the end of this year, and that any Google employee can apply to work from home permanently if they choose or transfer offices. Could the policy of multinationals on vaccinated workers here end up leading the way?
I think it's going to lead the way. I think the reality on it is they have invested so much in this country. There are so many jobs relating to it that I don't see that the government is going to be able to say to the multinationals, well, we don't like the way that you want to operate. I think we're going to probably be moving towards a situation where we're going to be back to what the department had brought in originally. But that would be subject to Neffet's advice. If Neffet said, yes, you can ask people whether they're vaccinated or not and there's a health and safety issue there, then I think probably we will be getting to that sort of situation. They're vaccinated and then you'll do a health and safety assessment. If that health and safety assessment says we have a difficulty with people being in the workplace who are not vaccinated, then we have to redeploy them. Because remember, at the present time, you have to keep all staff 2 metres apart, which we say for somebody like Google and their building, they have 8,000 people in there, having people 2 metres apart just is not practical.
Yeah, take the example of doctors working in hospitals who have to have proof that they've been vaccinated against hepatitis C. So there is precedent here, isn't there?
There is, and the HSE at the present time are looking to have all frontline staff vaccinated. There is precedent in that. The Health Act 1947 was amended at the end in November when they put in a provision there that the Minister for Health can actually direct compulsory vaccination. Now, that's never going to happen, but it actually is in the legislation, and it can end up that that could be used for, we say, the HSE or something like that. But I think you are getting a situation that vaccination is going to be one of the big issues that's the driver here. A lot of the multinationals, particularly in the US, are saying that they want their people vaccinated. Google are not the first, by the way, to have come out with this saying that they want everybody vaccinated. So I think you're going to see a big press to have vaccination for the workplace, unfortunately, for people.
Have you been approached for advice or to take cases? Are you expecting people to challenge this?
Oh, look, I'll be honest with you and say that it's the law in this area now is as clear as mud at the present time. There is issues here coming up from people who don't want to be vaccinated but want to go back to work, and there's other issues coming up from people who are vaccinated and don't want to work with non-vaccinated people. So it's coming on both sides. There's a perfect storm of litigation arising, and a lot of it is going to come up under the GDPR issue, because if a workplace brings everybody in and says you have to be vaccinated to come in, then everybody else in the workplace knows that you're vaccinated. And as the Data Protection Commission rulings currently stand, you've now disclosed confidential medical information of a sensitive nature to everybody else in the workplace.
Richard Grogan, thank you for speaking to us. That's Richard Grogan, Head of Employment and Dispute Resolution at Grogan Solicitors.